that they go Erev Rosh Hashanah to Beit HaKevarot, and the idea being that it makes a person humble. That's one thing. In general, going to Beit HaKevarot says lo yasim magmato neged hametim ela yevakesh rachamim Hashem itbarach bizechut hatzadikim shochnei afar. That there are two ways when a person goes to Beit HaKevarot. One is that he using the zechut of the tzadikim who are buried there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bizechut hatzadikim should listen to his tefilot. Second is that he's asking the tzadikim to be like his defense attorneys in front of Kisai Kavod. But if a person goes and prays to the tzadikim, that is Doresh al Hametim Isur Deoraita. Anybody that does that, Rahman al-Islam, Isur Deoraita against the Torah completely. And he says, what about the Kohanim? HaKohanim says that is Asur Laim Behechlet, absolutely prohibited for him to go to Beit HaKevarot. Afilu al-Kivrot al-Sadikim, there is a level of Tum'ah. La-Nefesh lo yitama be'amav, the Torah says that you are not allowed to defile yourself, that's Isur Deoraita. So there's I remember a few years ago, somebody told me that being that he hadn't visited the Kohen, the kever of his mother, he said he didn't ask and he didn't care to ask and he wouldn't listen anyway. So he went to visit the kever of his mother. So the halacha is that it's absolutely prohibited. A person is supposed to begin with put and place the best of the best would be this way. That they should, the relatives of the Kohanim, the seven close relatives of Aminam, when they pass away, they should be buried all the way close to the fences of the cemetery. That the year, the next year, or, let's say during after Shiva, Shiloshim, by the year that they want to go visit, they should be able to visit from the street. That the cavern is right there by the fence, that you're going to be able to visit over there. But if it is inside, then there is another heter also like this. If there are no trees hanging over the kever together on the, let's say, side roads that they have in the Beit HaKevarot, let's say assuming that there are no kever, no trees like that. If there would be tree, then there would be a potential problem also for the Kohen. But let's imagine there are no trees like that. Then once you are walking, a Kohen is supposed to be separated from the kever, Dalet Amot on each side. So let's say if a person is walking inside the Beit HaKevarot, as long as he has to take a measuring tape, and somebody has to help him to make sure how much is Dalet Amot, about 2 meters or 80 inches. So let's say he separated himself from both sides, from the graves, then he could be walking. But let's say he's all the way inside, there would be a better option. The better option would be, once he's inside the car, so then, Harav Ovadia brings a heter, also Rav Moshe Stern, the Bertzina Rav also has the same heter, that then they only need to be Dalet Tefachim away. Dalet Tefachim is about, let's say, each Tefach is 8 centimeters, so it comes out 32 centimeters. What about, let's imagine, each Tefach about 3.5 inches, so that's how it is. So once you are inside the car, as long as you don't come outside of the car, and there are no, let's say, you're not in the same ohel from the top, so then there would be a possibility as long as you are dalet tefachim distance, so they don't need to come out. They could say right there the mizmore teilim, and let's say other things that they have to do when they go to the cemetery. Let's say to take a besamim and to give tzedakah. It's written to say tacheliyahu. Other things that is written, so they could do it all in the car. And then they have also observed the Kedushat Kehuna. Okay.